This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We bring in the new bench coach of the Chicago Cubs, a guy that's very familiar with the Chicago area, having gone to Northwestern and married a Chicago native out of Highland Park. Our friend Mark Loretta joins us on Inside the Clubhouse. Good morning, Mark.
Hi, Bruce. Hi, David. How are you guys?
We're doing good. I just want to relate initially that if it wasn't for me, David, Mark would still be locked in a bathroom in San Diego, California, and would not have been able to take this job. So
yeah, that's correct.
I'm just kidding.
For the key.
Yeah, that's all right. We were at the winter meetings like 4 years ago, and one of the stalls in the bathrooms froze. So I had to open it from the outside from Mark. So I'm just kidding about that. It was pretty funny at the time. Mark, you know, it's been a great camp. How different has it been for you to get to know not only a whole new staff but a whole new set of players in this short period of time?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's been difficult, Bruce. I think it's been exciting and a fun transition. You know, there's obviously people on the staff that I have relationships with. From San Diego, Chris Norfia and Will Venable, and obviously Jed and Theo, I have some relationships with, but getting to know the players is pretty seamless. You know, it's all about relationships, and we're off to a good start.
And Mark Loretta is joining us on the El Piemonte Ford Hotline, home of F-150s for $229 per month. Mark, you've done so much already in this game. You're still a young man, obviously. You were in the All-Star games. You hit 335 one season, 335 out in San Diego. What people don't know is you have a career ERA of zero in your two relief appearances. I'm sure you brag about that to some of the pitchers in the bullpen.
That's right. And I see they're going to try and outlaw position players from pitching now.
That's right.
You guys see that? Yeah, yeah. So that's
it's going to be called the Mark Loretta rule.
Rule, right? Yep. Right, exactly. I actually get two strikeouts to my name.
Yeah, I saw that. It was in the Milwaukee relief appearance. I noticed that. You also managed the Israeli national team, and I followed that team. You guys almost got to the final round. That was really good stuff. So I'm just wondering, you've done almost everything there is in the game, you know, so you're well-versed. Talk about how that helps you out even in your current role right now.
Yeah, I think it does help me out for sure. It's been the last 9 or 10 years with the Padres in the front office. I think understanding the synergy between, you know, the front office, the coaching staff, the players, there's so much information, as you guys well know, and to be able to assimilate that and kind of speak the language as well. You have a language that scouts use, you have a language that front office people use, and of course you have the lingo that the players use. So, it's almost like being multilingual in some ways.
What has been the element of discussion and getting to know part with you and Joe Maddon so far? How have you taken those early morning meetings and gone over some of the things that you need to go over with to feel like you have the proper communication going into the games that begin in 12 days?
Yeah, I think we have a great rapport. I've known Joe over the years, you know, more socially than anything else, but he's as real as it gets, and he's been outstanding, you know, having me, you know, being in just about every meeting with players and then getting to know them, and great sense of humor, obviously, so we feed off each other in that regard, and it's been great. He's so easygoing and great to work with.
Hey, Mark, you know, when people think of the role of a bench coach, they think basically that, you know, it's almost like a consigliere, you know, like in The Godfather. That's the person who's instructing, you know, the head guy what to do here, there, and whatever. But that's obviously not just what the role is. Can you describe what technically what a bench coach role is? And it's not just the day of the game, obviously, as well.
Yeah, I don't think it has an exactly defined role. I think every team is a little bit different. I think if, you know, with a younger manager, you might have a bench coach who, you know, has more input in terms of strategy and things like that. Joe, obviously, being around for as long as he has, got a great handle on how to run a game. So I think my role is more about, relationships with the players, making sure that, communication is seamless, and you know, getting guys ready, obviously, on the bench. I guess technically the bench coach is kind of in charge of getting those pinch hitters and the double switch possibilities together, and you know, making sure, you know, lineup card is right and all that kind of thing. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm just here to support Joe, support, you know, the coaching staff, and be that liaison between us and the players, really.
Mark, how do you look at the launch angle era? I mean, you were such a strong contact guy, even though you had power and you hit home runs. You used the whole field, and there was a two-strike approach. There was an approach to hitting the ball the other way and moving guys. What are your thoughts on this era and watching, you know, some of the better teams now and how they approach the hitting side?
Well, first of all, I appreciate you saying I have power. I've never had anybody describe my career as that. But
you hit 16 one year.
I had a few. Yeah, I had a few. You know, I think honestly, Bruce, the pendulum swung so far to that launch angle idea that I think you're starting to see it kind of come back to the middle. You know, what that's created is just a ton of strikeouts, a ton of empty at-bats. Yes, the power is there, but in terms of, you know, scoring runs, stringing hits together, two-strike approach like you mentioned, I strikeouts drive me crazy, particularly in certain situations. Now, every strikeout isn't equal. Obviously, you know, nobody on in the second inning is much different than, you know, runner on third less than two outs in the eighth inning and you have a strikeout. So I think teams now, and I know we're definitely preaching situational hitting. We call it opportunity hitting, which is when you have a job to do. It's not just about trying to, you know, fire your ace swing every time, but you're trying to get a runner over, you're trying to get a runner in. And I think there's a place in the game, obviously, for contact and play in the game, you know, small ball, like it used to be called.
Right. But in the same essence, they promoted these players, Mark, and again, if it sounds like a complaint, it is, okay? They promoted players on the basis of he hit 25 home runs. Yeah, he struck out 200 times, but this is a talented player, somebody that we drafted high, and the rest he'll learn at the big league level. Have I put it in a too general of a sense, or have guys just been promoted because of the fact that they've lived up to the minimal expectations of this era?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of that to it, but I think if that's all you can do, you know, you're not gonna stay long. I mean, if you can hit, you know, even if you hit 25 or, you know, 30 home runs, but your on base percentage is .290, you know, and therefore your OPS is 7 something, you know, that's not gonna play. So I think the game is coming back to a little bit more well rounded type of thing. I think, you know, people are fed up with the strikeouts, honestly, and you know, we're certainly preaching that two-strike approach, and I do think you'll start seeing, you know, more hitting and running, you know, moving runners over, kind of that traditional stuff a little bit more going forward.
Hey, Mark.
Well, I hope so.
Hey, Mark, as Bruce said, that, you know, you played your college ball at Northwestern. I'm sure you got a lot of pride in what the football program is doing there now and the basketball team finally getting into the NCAAs a couple of years ago. But you've also been to Wrigley Field a lot of times during your career. You're coming home, so to speak, because you did play your college ball at Northwestern. And what are your thoughts just about coming back to Wrigley Field in Chicago?
Oh, yeah, so excited about that. You know, I remember sitting with my current wife, who's my girlfriend now, our senior year in college, you know, in the outfield at Wrigley Field, saying, hey, you know, maybe, you know, I'll play out there one day. And she kind of made it, yeah, right, kind of comment. You know, I love Wrigley Field, love Chicago. You know, it is kind of a second home to me now. And, you know, I have a lot of family, a lot of friends there. So, and Wrigley Field is just such a special place. I hadn't been back there in a couple of years, so to see the renovations, to see the locker room, what they've done there, you know, what they've done in the concourses, et cetera, it just made something good even better.
One question about leadership, Mark. John Jay is talked about as a leader now with the Chicago White Sox. He was with the Cubs for the 1 year he was there. And people look at guys like that and go, well, he's a 23rd, 24th man on a roster. How can this guy be so impactful on a team? Can you explain the essence of what leadership is for players like John Jay and how maybe us in the media and fans don't really understand that element of it?
I think it takes a special player who isn't, you know, one of your maybe regulars or one of your stars on the team to be a leader. But there's certainly guys out there who've done that. And I think it's just about being a selfless teammate and being somebody who, you know, has the team in mind absolutely first. But it is a little bit more difficult if you're not out there every day. John Jay is one of those guys that epitomizes that. You know, but when you're talking about leadership, I feel good about the leaders on our team. I think we've, you know, with the Ben Zobrists and, you know, Baez and Bryant and these guys kind of taking the next step leadership wise, you know, they're focused. They're focused on their job, but they're also focused on bringing everybody else with them. And I think that's a good spot to be in.
Mark, we appreciate the time. Welcome back to what we consider your home, Chicago. And it's going to be fun watching the Cubs play and you and your role as well. Thanks again for taking some time.
You got it. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks, right. Mark.
Mark Loretta here in Arizona.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.